Family Home Evening Idea for Little Friends by Anne Woodbury Moore. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. From the Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16. Naomi's family left Bethlehem because there wasn't enough food to eat. They went to a place called Moab. Her two sons grew up and married women from there. One was named Orpah, the other was named Ruth. Both were beautiful girls who loved their husbands, but do you know, they loved their mother-in-law Naomi as much as they loved their husbands. Naomi's husband and both of her sons died. Naomi decided to go back to Bethlehem to be with her friends and relatives. She had come from that place long ago when there was no food to eat. Ruth and Orpah, her daughters-in-law, said they wanted to go with her. Naomi reminded them that their relatives lived here in Moab. She told them that life would be hard for them in Bethlehem. Orpah decided she would stay in Moab with her family, but Ruth told Naomi that she loved her mother-in-law so much and she believed in Heavenly Father that she wanted to go with Naomi and help her in Bethlehem. Ruth and Naomi walked to Bethlehem. They were very poor. Ruth worked hard. Every day she went to the fields to gather little bits of grain that were left by the reapers who cut down the wheat. With this grain, Naomi made bread, just barely enough for them to eat. A rich man named Boaz owned the fields where Ruth worked. He saw how strong and kind she was, and how cheerfully she helped Naomi. He fell in love with Ruth and asked her to marry him. Ruth said yes. Ruth and Boaz had a son and named him Obed. Many years later, Obed's grandson, David, became the king of Israel. Yes, the very same David who slew Goliath. And 28 generations after that, Jesus Christ was born. Pinwheel sandwich. Here's how to make a cool-looking sandwich that twists round and round. Here's what you do. Take one slice of bread, any kind, 1 to 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, 1 tablespoon of jelly, any kind, red or purple is best for looks, and 1 crisp lettuce leaf. First, with a rolling pin, flatten the bread a little bit. Second, spread the peanut butter, and then on top of that, the jelly on top of the bread, and on top of everything, put the lettuce leaf. 3. Roll up the bread, wrap it tightly, but don't squeeze it so hard the stuff will come out. Wrap it in plastic wrap and put it in the fridge for at least an hour. 4. Unwrap the rolled bread and have an older person cut it into 4 slices to make little curly pinwheels. Good Books for Little Friends. Babysitting for Benjamin by Velisca Gregory. Francis and Ralph, who are elderly mice, wanted some company. But what they had was trouble when Benjamin, a bunny who was as big as both of them together, came to their home for the afternoon. Then, while shut up in the closet by Benjamin, they figured out what to do, and everyone was happy. It's lively and has jubilant art. Rachel Parker Kindergarten Show-Off by Ann Martin. When Rachel moves in next door, Olivia thinks she's nice. But Rachel can do all the things Olivia can do, and neither girl wants to be outdone by the other. Their kindergarten teacher wisely helps them learn to be good friends. Cinnamon, Mint, and Mothballs by Ruth Tiller. Grandmother's house is very old. It even has a bathtub with claw feet on it. It has a barn, too, but no animals except the cats. Going to sleep would have been hard in the strange bed with strange shapes in the shadows if it hadn't been for Grandma's singing as she sewed in another room, and for happy thoughts of the cake you helped put icing on. Your Dad Was Just Like You by Dolores Johnson. Peter was just goofing around when he broke something so precious to his dad that he didn't even yell at Peter. Peter hurried over to see if he could live with his grandfather. At first, he couldn't believe it when Grandpa said that Peter was just like his dad. But after he heard all that Grandpa told him, he hurried home even faster. Poem, What is a Bubble? What is a bubble? Does anyone know? Where does it come from? Where does it go? A bubble is pretty. It dances and hops in a rainbow of colors. Don't touch it. It pops. A bubble is fragile. A bubble's for fun. Balloons full of starshine or sparkles of sun. A bubble is really just air with a peeling. Unlike a balloon, it won't bounce on the ceiling. The blowing of bubbles is a magical show. But where do they come from? Oops, where do they go? End of Four Little Friends. Family Home Evening Idea. A Song, Isaiah Says. Words by Penelope Moody Allen. Music by Kenneth Jones. Isaiah says, Jehovah has borne our griefs and sorrows. He will raise me, he will save me through his love. Verse 2. Isaiah says, Jehovah was wounded for all our sins. He will heal me, he will seal me through his love. Verse 3. Isaiah says, Jehovah can wash red sins to whiteness. He will cleanse me, he will claim me through his love. End of song, Isaiah says. Verses, two poems about kites. My Kite by Sandra Liatsos. I flew my kite one silver night when wind sang out a tune. Like a bat, big, bold, and black, it flew against the moon. I wish that I could ride its back from midnight into noon. Kite by Solveig Paulson Russell. If a kite could talk, I think it would say, Hurrah, hurrah for a windy day. There's nothing like wind for lifting high, nothing like soaring in the sky. From a string in the hand of a lively child to hold you steady when winds grow wild. Oh, it's great to flutter and stretch and see boys and girls looking up at me and wishing to trade places so they could know the thrill of riding on winds that blow. Fluttering, swooping, swishing and reeling, dipping and frisking, pausing and wheeling. If a kite could talk, I'm sure it would say, Hurrah, hurrah for a windy day. End of verses.